We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube at South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. We welcome you to the show on this very first day of winter. It's really, really winter now. But the temperatures here aren't as bad as they were when it was still fall. And right now here in Las Vegas, 44 degrees. We're going to get up to 67. I know that's making Jonathan Hardoon cringe and everybody else on the East Coast there. But we're going to be around 67 degrees, always fast, firm, and perfect in the race book here at the South Point. I want to welcome all of you listening on the radio, our anchor radio station here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM. And 107.1 FM, they'll be doing the play-by-play of the Rams game this weekend as well. And, of course, the websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, we got them all. And, of course, the iPhone, Android, and Google phones that you can get your apps, get the KSHP app to listen to us, and the YouTube app that you can watch and listen to us as well. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Saturday. As we start marching closer and closer to the opening of Santa Anita the day after Christmas, and that, of course, is coming up on Thursday. I want to welcome all of the folks to our show, and especially those here in studio. We have John Lendo again with us. John, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Ralph. It's good to be out here.
Yeah, it's always
good to be out here.
Yeah, well, I know Jonathan would rather be out here. It's going to be like single digits there where he's at. So
Well, I just want to let him know I don't shovel snow, so that doesn't work for me.
Right. Yes, that's true. We don't do that at all. Ken, he'll get even with us in the summertime when it's 118 degrees out here, though, I think. But in any case, right now, on the East Coast, we're looking at the weather on the East Coast there. It's just a lot of rain and snow and all that stuff in the northeastern corridor of the United States. We're going to have another front that's coming through in the northwest that might produce some rain as far down as central California, maybe even in, around L.A., but that's a little bit later on, so we're not worrying about that. Certainly not now, because there's no racing in California to speak of except the quarter horses at night at Los Alamitos until the day after Christmas, of course. So most of the weather around the country, really outside of the northeastern sector, is just cold temperatures. Really that simple. I mean, 72 in Miami, which is a little bit chilly down there for that part. New York City, 34, but we know where Jonathan is. Doubt if he'll get past double digits maybe in the daytime. They're all single digits up in the Great Plains states and up in the Midwest. So keep that in mind, folks, for the races. And, of course, the weather conditions, John, didn't affect the Notre Dame last night, that's for sure.
No, it had some snow flurries in the morning, but it was beautiful. The field looked great. The players were getting over it okay. I was watching those punters, though. The ball wasn't going anywhere. It must have been like kicking rocks, but, you know, it's a clean game. And congratulations. I know you're a big Irish fan.
Yes,
so
I am.
Next step for you. Now you got the Bulldogs, Georgia.
And we also covered the entire point spread. It started out, Notre Dame started out as -9. It went down as far as 6.5. I grabbed the 6.5.
Yeah.
And then it went back up, you said, to 7.
It closed at 7 last night. Yeah.
And but they won by 10, so it didn't matter. All right, more college football playoffs today. And, of course, we'll get another thought from Rich Eng. Richie did pick Notre Dame yesterday at -7, so that was a winner. And we'll keep him going with the pigskin and the horses as well today. With Jonathan and John, we want to take a look at there was really a neat race today that I saw at the fairgrounds, the Tenacious. We want to go into that race because there's a couple of horses that you'll be familiar with that are back in action today. And, of course, the five big stakes races at Gulfstream Park on a blockbuster day of gambling and racing at Gulfstream. Really a good card there.
Yeah, it is. You know, the weather's going to be perfect down there.
Yeah.
And so we got a lot to shoot for today.
Oh, yeah.
Pigskins and ponies.
Pigskins and ponies and even some libations maybe somewhere along the line. In any case, Jonathan will be with us right after the first break. Of course, John Lendo will be with us here throughout the show. Rich Eng is going to give us that football stuff. Jerry J should be coming along to give us what his thoughts were cut off yesterday by the computer. So we'll get him to finish that up today if we can. First day of winter today. Wow. But it's good stuff. Hey, Torpedo Anna. I guess she is now targeting either the Dubai World Cup or the Apple Blossom. Dubai World Cup, obviously, in Dubai, and the Apple Blossom at Oaklawn. Both of those races are in April, and we remember we talked about it the other day where she had that splint took out of her jaw. So they're going to give her enough time. So that's what Kenny McPeak is pointing for her 2025 campaign.
Wow, ambitious, huh? Against the boys in the Dubai World Cup.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not afraid to tackle and take on the tough ass there with her.
Well, remember the Travers.
Oh, she ran huge
job,
in the
great
Travers.
Job there.
Yeah.
So maybe
that might have got her the horse of the year for next year.
Yeah. Might have got her horse of the year for this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go with the Heise stuff again. Now, Heise, the Mulfi, a horse that this filly won the Perfect Sting Stakes back in July 4th. I want to keep in that mind. July 4th, this horse wins the stake. I believe it was at Saratoga. And now is disqualified from that race by Heise. I mean, come on. You can't do drug tests a little bit closer than that if you want to do anything at all? Or is there litigation going on? Was there litigation on this? Must have been, right?
I don't know. I've stopped trying to figure out their timelines. I mean, they want to hang out all the horsemen to dry right away, and they're guilty until proven innocent. And then you have these delays with the testing and the retesting and everything else. I don't know where it falls. It's been very inconsistent and very frustrating, and I know the horsemen are, you know, they're not happy with.
Well, and one of the cases you're talking about, guilty before the cases, you know, you put them on suspension. Mike Pipey got that done to him,
right.
And now they come along and say, the time that he served while we had him on suspension until we figured things out, that's enough. It's okay. You can go back now. What the heck is this?
Apparently, they had a bad search looking for whatever they could find. He had explanations for what was whatever the substance that was banned was found.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they don't want to listen to that. They just want to put you on suspension.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's fine. You go through, but let the guy keep training until you find out. They
right.
have a conclusion here. You don't suspend him right away and say, you know, we'll try to figure it out later.
No, it cost him owners and, you know, whatever it costs to litigate and defend yourself. So it's expensive, and believe me, right now, the horsemen don't need that, especially in Southern California. We have enough things going on.
And you know what? In essence, the end user, the guy who pays the bills, ultimately, the horse player doesn't need it either.
No, and, you know, if the costs go up, as an owner, I know who's paying that.
Yeah, that's for sure. It just goes right to the end user, which is us. Hey, congratulations to Jonathan Hardoon. Had a good day yesterday. Had a winner he gave us three horses. The one at Gulfstream didn't get there, but he had a winner at Oaklawn Park in the seventh racer. Indy Label came home and won and paid $16.20. Listen to me, folks, $16.20 for a $2 win bet on Indy Label yesterday at Oaklawn. And at the fairgrounds, his winner, Legitimate Target, with Mitchell Merrill aboard, paid $5.60, bet down from 3-1. That was Jonathan Wong's second win of the day there at Fairgrounds. So he's got a stable down there as well. But that race at Oaklawn, he beat a couple of nice chalks in that race to get the job done. A 2-1 shot that he ran down in the stretch, and there was another horse in there that was like 4-5 or something that he got beat too. So 16-20 there, and 5 and change in the other race. And I got to tell you one thing for sure. Trainer Jose D'Angelo had a day yesterday at Gulfstream. You guys realize that in the first, he won 4 out of the first 5 races yesterday. D'Angelo won the first race with Altimera Sir with Luis Saez at $5. He didn't win the second. He came back with the third. Ironbred Ortiz aboard Mr. Tyson that paid $3.40. Came back in the fourth with one-on-one with Ired that paid $3 even. Ired and D'Angelo back-to-back there. And then he used the Luis Saez again to win the fifth race aboard Rotterdam that paid $6 season. So D'Angelo won 4 out of the first 5 races yesterday and 2 apiece with riders Luis Saez and Ired Ortiz Jr. How about that?
4 out of 5, that's not easy to do. And boy, and those horses, they all ran great, one of them.
They did, that's for sure. And the total of all of the winners, there were 10 races yesterday, the total of all the win prices, if you put them all together in the first 9 races, paid $55.20. The winner of the last race paid $51. So that last race winner almost equaled the total payoffs of all the other races yesterday at Gulfstream. So it was a heck of a day. I'll tell you what, Gulfstream, especially with Santa Anita on a sabbatical and Aqueduct on a sabbatical. I mean, I'm with Southern California Racing, waiting till Santa Anita and Aqueduct on a sabbatical. People are starting to look at Gulfstream Park, and I'm going to tell you, they have some great cards so far.
Well, this is today's by far the best card that they've had so far at the meet. And as we get into January, get closer to the Pegasus World Cup, their racing's going to get better. And you're going to see some of the other guys, the jocks like Rosario and Castellano, start setting a residency down there too. So it's going to get better here in the next month.
Yeah, and there's no question about that. And it's going to be a great card today. So what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to get our handicappers, John and Jonathan, going on those races right after we do the menu. And then, of course, we'll weave in Rich Eng and Jerry Jackowitz as well on a day today where we do have limited racetracks. But I can tell you right now, the one that everybody's going to be concentrating on will be between Gulfstream Park and some really neat races going on at Fairgrounds as well. Fairgrounds got a big racing day of stakes races there, as well as Gulfstream. And as far as looking ahead, tomorrow, we're only going to have 5 racetracks running tomorrow. And then, of course, Monday and Tuesday are going to be skeletal. Wednesday, of course, is Christmas Day. And then Thursday, when Santa Anita opens. When Santa Anita opens on Thursday, believe it or not, there's only going to be 7 racetracks running that day as well, the day after Christmas.
Well, Santa Anita starts at 11 o'clock Pacific on Thursday, too, so it'll be kind of a late morning, early afternoon. It'll be, and it's 11 race card, and it's going to be the best card we're going to see at Santa Anita this meet. I'll tell you right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So we can play the races day after Christmas, Santa Anita, then forget about it for the rest of the year?
No. We're going to, because you're going to make money, you're going to keep firing away.
Oh, okay. All right. Good enough. All right. Let's get to our first break, and when we come back, we'll get you your racing menu, and then off with the handicappers. Don't forget, get to the YouTube and get to the Race Day Las Vegas show via the South Point Studio streaming. And make sure you start chatting away on the chat box. These guys are busy on the chat box today. And if you haven't subscribed already, just hit subscribe. That's what you got to do to get into the chat box. But it's free. So get in there and start chatting away as well with us. We'll be right back from your gaming capital, Las Vegas.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes 2 XD extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
On Race Day Las Vegas, here in Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, on a Saturday, where we're going to mix in a lot of good college football, even a couple of NFL games, you know, it's on today.
Absolutely, yeah. But Pittsburgh and Baltimore today, that's a big rivalry. Well,
that's going to be a throwdown.
A lot of Pittsburgh fans here at the South Point.
You think? I mean, look at Sean. He's ready to go. He's ready to go out there and do the waving the towel.
He's got the yellow towel?
Yeah, he's got the whole 9 yards there, that's for sure. All right, time to get to our menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook Simulcast Center's racetracks around the country. I will tell you, as I do every day, that the first post times are Pacific. That's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times that roll out here in Las Vegas in our racebook right behind us. And if you're listening anywhere else on the different platforms in many different time zones, simply put, adjust to the Pacific time zone wherever you're at. And that adjustment will get you right where you need to be. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. We begin with Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a couple of carryovers today. They got a super high five carryover, and it's just a regular super high five carryover, but it stands at $9,368. Their pick six jackpot carryover stands at $34,730. 10 races today at Tampa. First post time is at 9:10. Then we go to Gulfstream Park. 11 races today and a blockbuster card of handicapping, that's for sure. 11 races, 5 stakes races. The Sugar Swirl will be the first of the 5. That'll be the 4th race on the card. They say that the 2-horse Spirit Wind may be coming out of that race, the 5-2 second choice in that race. If that's the case, there'll be 6 going. Mystic Lake is the 2-1 favorite with Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard. And then the next stakes race will come in the 8th. That's the Genis Stakes at 5 furlongs on the turf for 3-year-olds and up. A field of 12 before it scratches. 2-1 favorite there is Arzak. And yes, Irad Ortiz Jr. is aboard. The 9th race is the Harlan's Holiday, grade 3, at a 1/16 for 3-year-olds and up. A field of 8 in that one. 8-5 favorite is Tumba Rumba with Tyler Gaffleon. And then the 10th race is the Fort Lauderdale at a 1/18 on the turf for 3-year-olds and up. A field of 9 before it scratches. And the 5-2 favorite there is Win for the Money with Dylan Davis aboard. And then the 11th race is the 5th and final of the stakes races and final race on the card. The 11th race is the Suwannee River at a 1 on the turf for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up, a field to 12. And they're a wide open affair. The morning line favorite, lukewarm at 4-1, is Ocean Club breaking from the rail. Gulfstream Park, first post time is 9:20 at Gulfstream. And the Gulfstream Park has a super high five carryover there of $6,577. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $40,759, and a first post time again at 9:20. Laurel Park has nine races. Four of them are stakes races. The Howard and Sandra Bender Memorial is the fourth race on the card. In that race, the 2-1 favorite there is Witty. Witty is the favorite in that one. The Politely is the fifth race at 6 furlongs for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up, a field of 8 there. And then you have the Carousel, which is the seventh race on the card, and the Manfuso Stakes. Robert Manfuso Stakes is the eighth on the card. 9 races today at Laurel. First post time with a pick six jackpot carryover of $7,857 is set at 9:25. Next comes Fairgrounds, New Orleans. Fairgrounds has got an excellent card, really, today. 12 races, 8 stakes races on the card. It'll roll out like this. The fourth race is the Sugar Bowl for 2-year-olds at 6 furlongs. Favorite there at 8-5 is Tough Catch with Luis Saez. The Lettiere Memorial Stakes is the fifth at 6 furlongs for 2-year-old fillies. In that, the 9-5 favorite is Her Laugh. And then you've got the Blushing KD. It's the sixth race at 1 16th on the turf for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. Another field of 6 there. 9-5 favorite is Stir Crazy with Jose Ortiz. The seventh race is the Gunrunner at 1 16th for 2-year-olds. This will hold 10 Kentucky Derby leaderboard points for the Derby next year. Just a 5-pack goes in this race. 5 will go in this race. And the favorite at 9-5 is Admiral Dennis with Luis Saez. Close second choice is Magnitude with Jose Ortiz. The Richard R. Scherer is the eighth on the card. 5.5 furlongs on the turf for 3-year-olds and up, a field of 9 before scratches. And the 3-1 favorite is One Timer. And then you have the Tenacious Stakes. This is a good one, folks, and we're going to go over this race with our handicappers. 9th race on the card at 1 16th for 3-year-olds and up. In this field, you have Track Phantom returning. He's 3-1 with Jose Ortiz. And you have Saudi Crown returning to this race, who is the 9-5 favorite there with Florent Garou. That's the Tenacious, the 9th race. The 10th race will be the Buddy DiLiberto Memorial at 1 16th on the turf for 3-year-olds and up. And the 9-5 favorite there is Gigante with Jose Ortiz. The Untappable Stakes is the 11th race. That's the 8th of the 8 stakes races on the card. 8 go to the post in this one, and Golden Gamble is the 5-2 favorite. Big day at the Fairgrounds and the first post time at the Fairgrounds of 10 o'clock this morning. Oak Lawn Park has 10 races today. The feature race is the Poinsettia Stakes at 5.5 furlongs for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. A field of 12 in this one. Your 8-5 favorite there is Spirit Wind with the Fernando Hada aboard. That's where this horse is going. He'll probably be scratching the other race, the other racetrack. First post time is 10:30 at Oak Lawn Park. And then you have Delta Downs with 10 races. Their first post is at 2:50. Following that is Turfway Park. Turfway Park has a big pick six jackpot carryover today, $152,673. 9 races today at Turfway. First post time is at 2:55. And then we wrap it up tonight at Los Alamitos. Los Alamitos quarter horses, although the first 4 races will be quarter horses and thoroughbreds, the mixed breeds at 1,000 yards. Races 5 through 8 will be the pure quarter horses that will make up the 8 race card at Los Al. And a first post time of 6 p.m., and that is the racing menu for today. All righty, time to bring in Mr. Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
Oh, it's you know, it's we get a little hot under the collar here. How's it over where you're at?
it's 6 degrees, Ralph. It's going up to 20 at the end of the day.
But six degrees. Wow. Yeah,
we had 6 inches of snow last night, so it's a good day to stay in.
And you are, aren't you?
And play horses and watch football.
There you go, my man. Well, I know that you've got, what do you have, 4 sheets today?
3.
Three. You got 3. Gulfstream, Fairgrounds, and Oaklawn, right?
Correct.
All right. I want to let's go to the one race that I really wanted to touch upon, because we did go over the Gunrunner a couple of times already this week on the show. We'll just refresh everybody's pick that you had in the Gunrunner.
I thought it was a two-horse race. You had, I got to find the race.
Magnitude and Admiral Dennis, I think, are the two, right?
Exactly. Yeah, Admiral Dennis and Magnitude. Magnitude's already been around two turns, so he got a slight edge. Mm-hmm. But the Cox Barn extremely high on Admiral Dennis. The interesting thing, it's a points, 10 points for the Derby, yeah. But there's only five horses going. So isn't there a rule, John, that if there's less than six or something, you get less points? I don't know. Well,
I think that rule kicks in, John, when we get to the 50 and 100 point races to the winner as we get closer in March and April. I think that's what the rule is. I haven't read it up, but I don't think that affects us at this point.
Well, you're our legal mind here, so we always go to you.
Then you're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we are in trouble, but we just stay that way because our legal minds do go right to
the gutter. We live in trouble.
Yeah. How do you see it, John?
Yeah, I agree. I thought Admiral Dennis was really impressive last time. That was a one-turn mile. He tries two turns. And one thing you know about fairgrounds today, in Louisiana, you can race on Lasics and stakes races, except the Derby qualifying points races. So this is the one race that's no Lasics. But if you're looking at the other races today at fairgrounds, you're going to see some horses getting back on Lasics and coming in the stakes races. So that might be an angle to take a look at.
That's why a lot of people ship there because of that reason. You know, people are shipping to Woodbine because you can run on Lasics and stake races there and at fairgrounds.
Right.
And most of the tracks, they don't allow it.
Since Woodbine has concluded their meet, I guess those people that need that particular edge goes to fairgrounds. Now, the ninth race is the Tenacious. This is just a darn good race. Mile and 16 for three-year-olds and up. Eight go to the post in this one. But two horses coming back that have a little bit of a name to them as far as in racing. Track Phantom draws the rail with Jose Ortiz at 3-1 on the morning line. Saudi Crown draws the 7 post in an 8-horse field at a mile and 16th. 9-5 favorite on the morning line with Florent Garou. And I know, Jonathan, you and both John have a thought about Saudi Crown.
Well, last time he didn't get the greatest of rides. And listen, he may have bled. Who knows? The race was horrible. Today he goes back on Lasics. He's 9-5. You know, you want to take a short price on a horse that ran horrible last time? You certainly can if you want, but I don't see any edge in it. I will tell you one thing. Track Phantom, Ralph, if you remember, he ran his eyeballs out. Everybody took a shot at him last time, and he still ran well in defeat. So who knows? But Saudi Crown, the horse to beat, Track Phantom, second start back off of a layoff, and he could run anything.
Well, you know, you talk about Track Phantom, but he ran his best races at the fairgrounds last year.
Yeah, that's a key, too. I think that is a horse for a course kind of racetrack with that long stretch. And I thought Track Phantom had a really good prep race. Like John said, this horse is going 7 furlongs. They were after him from all sides and in traffic, and he kept firing and firing, mm-hmm. and he got beat a length, and he ran a winning race, and he stretches back out over a track he likes. He draws the rail, and if you're not paying attention to fairgrounds, I don't know if Jose Ortiz has lost a race down there. I think he's winning about 50% for the meet. He's just been unbelievable. So that's a big plus in your corner, too. He's just dominating the fairgrounds meet.
And I don't think in this race there's going to be too many horses that are really going to press Track Phantom to ridiculous early fractions.
Well, Saudi Crown's got to make the lead.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm the trainer, I just tell him, I don't care how fast you have to go, you make the lead this time.
And Track Phantom then breaking from the rail could get a nice catbird seat.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. So those two there. And, of course, you know, there are other horses in the race, but those two are the ones that kind of stand out there. All right, now let's get to Gulfstream Park because we've got five stakes races to do there, and we'll do it as they'll roll out for betting purposes today. The first one is the Sugar Swirl, fourth race at 6 furlongs for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. I would imagine that Spirit Wind is going to scratch here and go on the race at Oaklawn.
Well, what's ridiculous is this is like a California race. You got 5 out of the 7 horses are trained by Safi Joseph. You know, you usually see that at Santa Anita with Bob Baffert when he has 4 out of the 5 horses. I can't recall Safi Joseph having 5 out of 7 starters in a race, but that's the situation here. I gave the edge to Mystic Lake, who probably will be the favorite. Irod Ortiz climbs aboard. That's a rider switch. Mike Smith, who usually rides this horse, is not coming in to ride him, so anyway, I think Mystic Lake's the horse to beat.
Yeah, I would expect number three, Hall and Ice, to scratch too. She's entered someplace around the country today. I can't remember where.
Oh, really? So she's entered too.
So she and Spirit Win, I think, are both coming out. Aliwa's a five-horse field, and those scratches really help Mystic Lake as far as the pace goes. She ought to get a really easy pressing trip in here. She'll be odds on. She's the horse to beat. I took a shot with number six, Socially Selective, for Bill Mott. This is a filly that runs well, fresh every time. I liked her more with the pace before the proposed scratches. Until we see them, they weren't up yet. But a slight edge for me for Socially Selection. I think it's those two fillies in the Sugar Swirl.
Okay, and we got that. Really, it's kind of like almost a chess game in this race for Safi Joseph Jr. I would, when he's downstairs saddling these horses, might as well just stay down there and go to the winner's circle instead of going back up to the box. In any case,
unless he puts John's horse. John's horse is trained by Mott. So
yeah, I know.
Apple cart.
We have seen that done to Baffert a couple times at Lewis.
Yeah, he's had a few of them where he was the only guy except for one, and here comes the other one.
And speaking of Safi Joseph Jr., he's throwing the barn at him today. He's got 19 horses entered today over the course of the races today at Gulfstream. All right, now we go to the next stakes race on the card. That's the eighth race, the Genesis, at 5 furlongs on the turf for three-year-olds and up. It's a field of 12. I don't get, don't have the late scratches yet there, so we'll just go with what we see here as far as anything being scratched late. Irate Ortiz Jr. on Arzac, the eight horse, which is the small favorite in the race. Jonathan,
he's a ten horse, Ralph. He's 2-1.
Yeah,
that's Arzac. Yeah, I like a price horse here, Ralph. I think number one, Masiato, however you pronounce it, the Mark Cassie horse, number one, 12-1. This horse is getting real good now. He's 2-for-2 at the distance, and I know he's making his first start at Gulfstream, but at 12-1, that's the horse I would take a shot with. Obviously, Arzac is the horse to beat.
I tell you, one thing to keep a watch, this turf course hadn't had much rain at Gulfstream in the last couple of weeks. It's gotten rock hard and very, very fast. So it's really hard for the deep closers to get up. With that in mind, in a good betting race, I like number two, XY Speed, who loves the course, loves 5 furlongs, and he ought to be in right behind the pace on saving ground on the rail. You just have to try and get Lucky Turner for home. But I don't want anybody from too far out of it the way this turf course is playing.
So you like the two?
You know what they did? They also moved the rails out 66 feet.
Right.
So that also is helping Speed and also hurts the closers.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, my horse is a closer, but you're right. You certainly want to be forwardly placed.
Gentlemen, we do have late scratches. They just posted back in that stakes race, the fourth race. Hall and Ice and Spirit Wind are coming out, and there's one more scratch in that race. You can scratch the five-horse Launch. So numbers 3, 4, and 5 are out, and it's getting almost like to be a walkover in that race. As far as the race that you guys were just talking about, the Janus, there is one scratch, and that is the 12 horse. Number 12 will come out of that race, Foxtrot and Anna. Foxtrot and Anna is scratched in that race. All right, so I guess we'll take the inside two horses there in this race, right, boys?
Yeah, they're both decent prices.
Yeah, baby. Okay, now the ninth race is the Harlan's Holiday. In the ninth race, we have no scratches. A field of 8 going there at 1/16 for three-year-olds and up. The 8-5 favorite is Tumarumba with Tyler Gaffleon. We'll let John go first here, John.
You know, Tumarumba and Steel Sunshine, they're honest, they try hard, but I think they're both best around one turn. I think they like the one-turn mile better than a two-turn mile on a 16th. They tend to hang a little bit late. I think it's a good spot for Tuscan Sky. He ran super, got caught in a pace duel between horses last time, and ran really well to run second. Drawn on the rail here, he can go. If Tumarumba wants to lead, he can sit. I think Johnny Velasquez can dictate the race. I'm going to single Tuscan Sky in my late pick 5.
And I want to remind everybody out there that John Lindo's Linda Report is covering all of Gulfstream Park today. The Linda Report covering all of Gulfstream with picks in each race. And I suggested late pick 4 and all the goody information that can be had. The Linda Report here at the South Point, only here at the South Point in Las Vegas, free of charge, complimentary to the horse players because they love horse players here. I say that because in this race, I don't think I'm talking out of school here, John. You gave Tuscan Sky a big, big push in this race, and it's your best bet on your sheet today as well.
I just think the distance suits him more than the other horses, and you got to take stands someplace. He's not the favorite. If I can get a non-favorite to win as a single, that helps.
However, Jonathan Ardoon, his play on the show comes in this race. What say you, Jonathan?
Yeah, well, I was trying to do what John was doing. I didn't want to bet the favorite, even though the favorite is certainly, you know, could win. But I like number six in here, Steel Sunshine. I understand he's 0 for 5 at the distance. I just think he's going to work out a great trip. And if he's really 4 to 1 off of the numbers, this is the right horse, in my opinion, to play. And I like the six, Steel Sunshine, in here.
All right. So I guess I got myself a Scirocco play in this race. I'm going to box the 1-6-6-1 in that ninth race, the Harlan's Holiday. Jonathan's play on the show as well. His play here is the six horse Steel Sunshine. All right, we get to the 10th race, the Fort Lauderdale at 1/1/8 for three-year-olds and up. And in the 10th race, no late scratches in this one either. So you got a field of nine going in this one. The 5-2 favorite there is Win for the Money with Dylan Davis. Jonathan?
Yeah, John was talking about Velasquez and Castellanos, you know, shipping their tack down to Florida. Well, guess what? Dylan Davis is going to join them, and after the first of the year, he's going to spend the winter at Gulfstream. And I like him on the 5-horse here, Win for the Money. I know he's the 5-2 morning line favorite, but I just think he's better than these. Mark Cassie having another solid meet. I like number 5, Win for the Money.
God. I think that's the right horse to beat. He didn't run a step in the Breeders' Cup Mile, but that was a tough race, obviously. He can bounce back in this spot. That win in the Woodbine Mile up in Canada was awesome. He's going to be coming from off the pace. I'm going to protect myself with number 4, Major Dude, who'll probably get first run just because of the way the turf course has been playing this week. So, you know, I think Major Dude might hit the front turner for home, and here comes Win for the Money.
Well, all I got to say is, you know, playing it safe with Major Dude, is the good reason for that is Irate Ortiz Jr.
That hurts the value.
Yeah,
though, too.
It's just tearing up Gulfstream Park, but he's riding that horse, and you're right. If he gets the first run, they might not be able to catch him from that point forward. So really the key here is the 4-5-5-4 in that race, and the 4 is 5-1. But like you said, with Irate aboard, it's going to probably get lower. The 11th and final race, the Swanee River at 1 mile in on the turf for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, has 12 in it. We are going to scratch the 6 Charlie's Wish, which is a big 15-1 on the morning line, Charlie's Wish. And we're also going to scratch the 8 horse Saffron Moon, the 8 Saffron Moon, which is a 6-1 on the morning line. And that takes a Tyler Gaffleone out of that race on Saffron Moon. So you got the 6 and the 8 out. That means 10 will be left in the Swanee River. But I got to tell you, it looks like a wide open affair to me, Jonathan.
It is, and I like number 11, Breath Away, but this, is another horse that's got to come from out of it, so hopefully they do something to that turf course that allows the closers to get a shot. This horse is 2-for-3 at Gulfstream with a second. Dylan Davis rides, and this horse is really good now. She's in the best racing shape of her career. I like number 11, Breath Away, to win the final race today out of Gulfstream.
And John?
Yeah, wide open race for me, Ralph. I picked Breath Away on top, but I bought this race in my pick 4 on my sheet because I just think it could go 100 different ways. Watching the turf course today, if speed is still good, keep an eye on number 1 Ocean Club, 4-1 on the program, and also keep an eye on number 10 Be My Sunshine at 12-1. They're going to get first run. Breath Away has the best turn of foot if the turf course is fair.
And does anybody know how the railings are going to be there? Let me see.
66 feet, right?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. They switched it over 2 days ago, and they've kept it at 66 feet.
So. All right, you got it. And those are the big stakes races today at Gulfstream. Now, Jonathan, you already gave me your selection here at Gulfstream, so we'll wrap you up with your selections in any one of the other two tracks, because yesterday you gave us 3 horses, 2 of them won at a good price. One did, certainly.
Today we're going to go 3-for-3, Ralph. Let's go to Fairgrounds, look at the 12th and final. I like the number 1 horse in here, More Lock. A 2-year-old colt from the Eddie Keneally barn has the advantage of breaking from the rail. Louis Sayers rides 9-2 on the morning line. Key to this horse is first time Lasix. Ran a big figure, 2 starts back. I like number 1, More Lock, to win today's 12th and final out at Fairgrounds.
All right, 12th race for 2-year-old maidens, 12th race at Fairgrounds. The 1 horse, More Lock. I hope he's a lock to win it. The 1 in the 12th at Fairgrounds. And we'll finish it up with Oaklawn.
8th race today, Ralph. I love the number 1 horse in here, Raise Kane, a 4-year-old colt from the Ben Colebrook barn. Scratched yesterday for this spot. Kristen Torres aboard to ride 6-1 on the morning line. Number one, Rays Kane wins today's eighth race out at Oakland.
Well, let's hope he raises enough cane to get the job done in the eighth race. The one, Rays Kane. Oaklawn Park, Christian Torres aboard the one in the eighth. Full sheets for Oaklawn, Gulfstream, and the Fairgrounds right now at your websites, right?
JONHARDOON.com. All correct.
Right. Go bundle up, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right. We're going to come back with Rich Yang standing by. And, of course, we still got to get John's picks as well. And we'll keep on moving on this fast-moving Saturday Race Day Las Vegas show. Don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
No service member who has put on a uniform and served our nation should be without a home and the services they need. I'm Dave Portnoy, and I'm asking for your help. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation promises to eradicate veteran homelessness across the country so that no service member who has served our nation will be without a home and the services they need. That's why I'm asking you to contribute $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, we're coming back on Race Day Las Vegas. We're going to go out now quickly to Rich Yang. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, John Lindo. Good morning, viewers, and good morning, listeners.
All right. By the way, I want to do a correction. Back in that stakes race at Gulfstream, Launch is not scratched. It just got a jockey change. So the horse is back in. The jockeys now went from David Egan to Javier Castellano, which is probably a big move there. But so in the fourth race at Gulfstream, scratch the three and the four. The five, Launch is going. Javier Castellano is riding. All right. Big game last night by Notre Dame.
Yeah, they were dominant. The kid Riley Leonard threw an interception on his first pass route, but then it was all Notre Dame the rest of the way. And, the domination was, for example, except for the last drive or two by Indiana, I think they had like 125 yards in total offense through the first three and a half quarters. It was just almost like a mismatch.
College football playoffs continued today, and you have a pick in one of those games.
So absolutely, yeah, we're having a good week, Ralph. We're 3-0 with the football picks. Let's see if we can keep it going. The game I like is 217-218. It is the game with Tennessee from the SEC against Ohio State. They're playing in Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. I like Tennessee plus the 7.5. I know, Ohio State is a really, really popular pick to win the whole thing. But I tell you what, they dominate the Big Ten. because they have, quite frankly, the highest recruits, the four-star and the five-star kids. But in Tennessee, I think they're going to face a rival who has just as many four-star and five-star players. So to me, I think this is a close football game. So I'll take the 7.5 points with Tennessee today.
Well, we know that the coach for Ohio State really needs to win this game because his job might be on the line. But nevertheless, you're going to take Tennessee plus 7.5. So even if Ohio State wins the game, but it doesn't cover the 7.5, that's a winner as far as the gambling is concerned. Tennessee plus 7.5 is your selection in the college football playoff. Now time to get a horse.
I tell you what, the ninth race, Ralph, I heard you guys talking about it, the Tenacious Stakes, and you guys said, basically said it was a two-horse race between Saudi Crown, the 7, and Track Phantom, the 1. But I tell you what, you know, I look at the totality of the race. It's a $100,000 purse. These are really good handicap horses who, quite frankly, are just getting their season started. Mm-hmm. And I think a horse who's kind of sneaky, who has shown great improvement, is the number 2 Kinetic for Brad Cox. Cox also trained Saudi Crown. But, you know, I really think this horse is in great form, is improving by leaps and bounds. And if the other two horses aren't, you know, like razor sharp pointed for this race, because there's so many great handicap races coming up on the schedule, yeah. I think the 2 Kinetic could pull a small upset in race number 9.
All right. So in the ninth race, this is at the fairgrounds, folks. In the ninth race at the fairgrounds, number 2 Kinetic is the one that Richie likes. Luis Saez aboard there, the 2 Kinetic in that race. Well, I guess I could do a 1-2-7 box in the race, but the 2 is Richie's pick, that in the ninth race at the fairgrounds. Well, Rich, you know, we got a mix of everything, some great horse racing around the country, and, of course, a college football playoff, and, of course, a couple of NFL games as well. So it's going to be really busy today. And don't forget Richie's selections. Full sheets will be back when San Anita starts day after Christmas. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Hey, Sean. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Now what we're going to do is go to John Lendo. John, we're going to get your picks right now, the ones that you have for us.
I'm going to go to race number 6, excuse me, race 6 today at Gulfstream Park. Number 5, No More War, a horse that kind of needed the debut on the synthetic. Finished up well, galloped out okay. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that the horse was gelded right after that. It looks like they gave him one, made the equipment change, gets on turf. He's bred to love the grass. And Mark Cassie, very good with second-time starters. This looks like what they were trying to point for all the way. So 9-2 in the program. Number 5, No More War, race number 6, Gulfstream Park.
A very good thought indeed. Number 5, No More War, 6th race at Gulfstream, the 5, No More War there. And do you have anything else?
Nope, that'll do it. We covered everything else in the stakes races.
Yes, we did. We did, that's for sure. All right, let's go out to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Good morning, John.
Well, the computer had you almost cut off yesterday, so you got a couple of minutes to complete your thought from yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yesterday. What were we thinking about? Well, we started off by discussing the most obvious horse in the race, the one that everybody can say, this horse ran the best race. That should not be your key horse. Use it in your exotic turns, but that should not be your key horse. Find the imaginative horses that can run and beat that horse. That's really what the target is. And as I pointed out yesterday, John does it as much as anybody I've ever seen. He's a fantastic handicapper. And you can see it easily on the power page because not all of John's picks. Some other handicappers, they always are the highest rated horse, one of the 2 highest rated horses. That's not the case with John Lindo. His horses very often are in the bottom third, and they run like they're in the top, at the top of the race. So that's the kind of play we want to find and we want to identify. So what do we want to do? We want to kind of know, you know, when we're looking at our own selections or we're looking at the selections of somebody we're using, we want to get to know whether or not they're picking just the most obvious horse with all of the attributes of we call a winner. That's the horse, again, we don't want to bet on. We want to find the horse that isn't quite so obvious, that has the same kind of quality and capability as the most obvious winner. That's what we're really looking for. It's a buried horse. It's a little hidden. But that's the horse that'll have value. And or we can tell is getting bet from insiders that could be a positive for an outcome. that we see. You know, so insiders are a part of this game too, and their money does count, and it is a clue to us as to how the race is going to be run. But a insider bet horse that's a little bit buried is a lot better than an obvious horse that isn't. Whether it's bet by insiders or not doesn't matter. Obvious horse is always an underlay.
Okay.
And that's the main concept that I want to get across to people.
All right.
And if you want to play this game for a living, if you want to play this game on Plus Street, where you're not adding money every week to your betting bankroll, this is what has to be done. And that's why I use the key horse. I bet him to win in place using exactas, top and bottom, emulating a win place type bet.
All right, good. Well, that's a good, nice explanation for that. That's for sure. Hey, you know what's coming up right after us, right here from the South Point Studios, right where everybody is at right now at the YouTube, and that is, of course, Sports by the Book with Jeff and Alex. Jeff is on his way in, but Alex, you are with us, and boy, it's an exciting time of year. We got college football playoff. We got a couple of NFL games in there. It's really a lot of fun. Plus all the other bowl games that are going on. My goodness, you know, it's almost like, your head is spinning.
Oh, my gosh. It's the best time of the year, right, Ralph?
Yeah.
You get football every day. Today's one of the best Saturdays I can remember.
Yeah,
two really good NFL games and three college football playoff games. So Jeff and I each have a dog that we really like today.
Uh-oh.
So we'll share that coming up in the next hour. So hopefully people can stick around.
She is a tease. I'll tell you what, if you don't stay for that, you're really missing it, folks, because we spend a lot of time on race day talking about handicapping horses. Alex and Jeff do that much work and much more on sports each and every day, Sports by the Book here. And they share those thoughts and those selections with you here on the show. I just can't wait to get can you give me a little hint? Early game, late game?
You'll have to stick around.
Okay. All right. Alex and Jeff coming up next. Don't go away. If you're here right now, just stay right here at Sports by the Book. Coming up as soon as we close up shop here. I want to thank John Lendo for being with us on set today. And, of course, Jerry J standing by because Jerry J has the last thing to say here, and he's going to say it. Jerry?
Have a great race day, everybody.
Sports by the Book.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.